So let's just, you ready to all just go ahead and go live?
Yes, ready. We're going live.
All right. We're up and we're live.
We're live. I don't know if you noticed, but I dressed up for tonight.
You did? I did too. I got my Sarcasm is One of My Many Talents t-shirts.
This one says North Face on it. Kelly, the other day I was wearing a shirt, like a button-up shirt. Damn it. Wearing a button-up shirt that she likes. She's like, you should wear that when you record the podcast. I'm like, I don't know. You've listened to the Two Bobs before, right? I don't know what we're going for here, but it's not dressing up fancy, that's for sure. Although I have my fancy glass for my beer tonight.
You got a glass this time?
I do.
Nice. Oh, because you got
it. Well, I always drink out of a glass, jackass.
Yeah. Well, a glass bottle.
No. When's the last time you saw me drink directly from a glass bottle?
I don't pay attention.
You never pay attention to me.
I don't. It's a running thing with me, I guess.
Karen says to get on it already. I should
go. Welcome to the Two Bobs Podcast. Two everyday guys talking about everyday stuff, like their latest tech obsessions, sports, current events, and more. And now, the two people who are recipients of the most eye rolls in history. Please welcome the Two Bobs.
Hi, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert, and you're listening to episode 50 for Monday, January 29th, 2018.
This week we have an exciting episode for you. We recorded this episode live on Facebook in front of some of our best viewers. We also talked about the beer we're drinking.
Melissa has a bone or two to pick with the Two Bobs. We'll discuss weird shit we do while we sleep. And this week, as a bonus, we've got two crazy news stories.
Hey, you did the date ahead of time.
I wrote it down. You know me.
One take tonight. We're going live tonight. So, I mean, we don't have a whole lot of opportunity to do a lot of retakes tonight. We're going to try, now that we're true professionals in every sense of the word, we're going to try to get through this and not have to do any editing. Just kind of...
We're going to do our best.
Fling at the wind and wait, how does it go? Fling?
I don't know. So what's going on?
Nothing much. I've been sick.
Yeah.
Been sick. You know, I was in Orlando last week with 1,300 of my closest friends from my company, and I caught something, but no worry about it. I'm starting to feel better now. I'm on the mend. I've taken several medications before we came up here, or down here, I should say. I'm in a cave here, tonight. Some of which I believe actually have the warning, that alcohol intensifies its effect, which, I don't know. To me, I think that's more of a feature, right?
It is. I mean, it's a mild warning. It's like the safe speed that you don't really have to go that speed. You can go whatever speed you want. They'd like you to kind of tone it down. And it's just really for the people who aren't professionals like we are. I mean, anybody who doesn't have a show, who doesn't drink beer as a hobby or as a profession or a side gig, whatever the hell you want to call this, that's who it's for. It's not for us.
No. I feel like drinking beer with these medications, like putting it in turbo, like it should be. They should advertise it.
They should.
Beer, turbo mode.
It's a feature. Was it behind the lock and key? Did you have to ask for it? Give your ID and all that stuff?
Yeah, I had to promise that I'm not going to cook meth. I had to do a bunch of different things. Yeah, but I also have some throat drops here, a bunch of water. I don't know what the water's for, but I'm told I can drink that to make my throat feel better. And I'm not going to lie, I'll probably stop a few times and just kind of hack at everybody who's listening. So sorry about that. Sorry in advance. What's going on with you?
Well, just waiting here. I mean, I felt a little bit off last week. It was nice to have the week off, but I'm ready to go. We've got it's a long weekend for me because we're going to be going somewhere for soccer games this weekend, and baseball is starting up in full swing. So we're already starting to get a lot of that going. So the weekends are going to be packed pretty much until school's out. So by the time summer runs around, oh man, I'll be ready for a break. And then it'll just start all over again.
Well, you know, I don't know.
Hey, when you're...
No, sorry. I'm distracted by the room here. So we got a lot of our listeners in here. And Anna D, who is an ex-pharmacy tech, you learn something new about people every day, says it reduces their effectiveness. I disagree because the packaging said it was the opposite. Well, since she's an ex-pharmacy tech, I guess if it reduces it to increases it, should I take four times as much then? How much beer do I like, is there an equation, like drink two beers, you have to take eight times as much of the medication to make it work twice as well as it normally would? I don't know. Hello, elderly listener. She's here. Be distracted.
I'm glad she was here this time.
Yeah, she didn't sleep in. She was concerned that she was going to sleep through this week's episode, actually. She stayed home tonight. Uh-oh. So she could be a part of this. And I did tell her, I said, usually we don't record till 11:15 p.m., but we did it at 8 o'clock tonight just so she could be part of Two Bob's History, episode 50.
Episode 50. Well, you know, the biggest part, well, one of the biggest parts of our show is what we're drinking, and we've already started to talk about it a bit. So how about we dive on in?
I think we should do that.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
I feel a little bit extra Hello. Pressure here.
Hello, Janet or Thomas. I know them. I'm related to Thomas. He's okay. My uncle.
That's too bad. What are you drinking?
Why is it too bad? I can't have relatives in the chat here?
No, I don't think so.
I don't give you shit about your relatives unless it's Karen Green.
Our worst listener.
Our worst. Okay. So tonight I have a Double Magician by Shorts Brewing Company. It's a double London style red ale. It's a double variation of their beloved Magician, hence the Double Magician. And it's hoppier than I normally drink, but you know, you've been more eclectic in your beer drinking, going more toward the maltier, stoutier stuff. So I figured I'd cross over into that little bit higher IBU tonight just to kind of broaden my horizon and get some different flavors into the show here on my side of the equation. So the Double Magician is a dark red double London style ale. Deep mahogany, rich mahogany in color, and with an off white head, Double Magician has aromas of toffee, light citrus, and just a hint of roast. Double Magician is a medium bodied with flavors of raisin, toffee, and Three Musketeers. And it doesn't say that. I was just kidding. And a slight hot bitterness. The finish is balanced and dry. So this is 7.6% alcohol by volume. 49 IBUs, which if you know me, that's pretty high on the IBU scale. I took a sip of it earlier. I'm going to take another one, let it soak in, let you know what I think about it. I'll probably hate the hops, but it's okay.
Shorts, they make a couple other beers, don't they?
They do. They're a popular brewery based out of Michigan here.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't hate it. I don't. It's a good beer.
That's ringing endorsement.
You know, right? People from Shorts are going to try to hire me for their marketing department now. Yeah, this beer doesn't. It's not the shittiest beer I've ever drank. It doesn't make me want to vomit. And, definitely has some good flavors in it. I can definitely taste the citrusy. I can taste the roast in there. Not sure if I'm tasting raisin and toffee, but the bitterness from the hop certainly shines through in this beer. It's actually not a bad beer. Higher on the hop, on the IBU scale than I normally drink. I think it's pretty good, actually.
Well, that's good. So
I'll take it.
Is it better than the Soft Parade?
Everything's better than the Soft Parade. It's still pretty dark, though. I mean, definitely, there's some body to it. It's not malty at all, like what I usually drink, but nice and thick, dark, kind of a red color.
Speaking of reds, I got something. It doesn't look quite as red in the glass here as it probably should be, but I've got... the last time we went on Facebook Live, which was episode 47, I drank a beer called Ninkasi, was the brewing company, and this is the same brand. It's the Dawn of the Red IPA, and this is a brewery out of Oregon, which we learned a couple weeks ago they don't pump their own gas. this one actually smelled a little bit like gas inside the cooler I've got here, but that could just be me.
Smells like gasoline. That's great. No, keep going.
It's the Dawn of the Red. It says, bursting with tropical notes, this red IPA captures the bright complexity of El Dorado and Mosaic hops. An assertive hop presence is carried by a subtle caramel backbone, unearthing a beer that is flavorful and juicy. Tasting notes are mango, papaya, pineapple, and stone fruit, which I've never had. Notes burst out with bitterness up front, sustained by a subtle malt flavor. This beer finishes smooth, leaving one ready for the next sip of this flavor-tastic beer. So I've tasted a little bit of it already, just kind of getting ready for the show. I'm going to go ahead and take a real sip and let you know what I think.
While you're doing that, Karen seems to think that my beer is piss yellow. It's not. It's the lighting in here. It's actually pretty. It's redder than it looks, by the way.
If you've got liver problems, that's the color of the of the pee it's going to be. But I like this. It's a smoother IPA. It's not quite as powerful as some of the others. As IBUs are 66. So it is fairly high, but it's not going to blow you away.
Alcohol, you're fairly high.
Always. Alcohol is 7%. And it's been enjoyed since 2014, available year-round. And I like it. I'm not quite sure it's at the 4 because I like them a little bit stronger. But if I'm kind of in the mood for something that I want, an IPA, but I want something a little bit smoother, then I'd be happy to drink this one again.
Actually, Karen says that your beer is piss yellow.
What
she corrects herself.
She does. She gets ahead of herself.
Yeah.
My first thing here that I've got down here, and I know you were asking me about it earlier, and it's going to go with something that we've talked about recently, but let me get a special guest here on the phone.
By the way, while it's ringing, you can call us. Not right now, because we're on the fucking phone, but not yet. The lines aren't open yet. Phil Donahue?
Hello.
Hello there.
Caller, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear us?
What did you do, Robert?
Not sure.
When you host a live show, sometimes Robert fucks up. It's not me. I'm just sitting here.
Oh my gosh, there's a terrible delay.
All right, well, can you hear yourself in the phone?
Yeah, turn the volume down on your computer.
Okay, there we go.
Oh my God. I was thinking it was
me.
Hi,
guys. How are you?
But per usual, it wasn't me.
Oh, man. So, you just never own up to anything, Robert. That's your problem.
No, I don't. So now can you hear us?
Hello.
Can you hear us now?
Melissa?
Yes, it's me.
Can you hear Robert or just me?
I can hear you better. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, that sucks. Can you hear me at all?
I can't hear you, Robert. I can't hear you.
Okay. Well, then maybe turn the computer back up so that you can hear us, and then turn the volume down. I'm not quite sure why it's not working.
Robert, what did you do?
I don't know.
Well, Robert's not even here, Melissa. So how's everything going?
It's good. Congratulations on 50.
Oh, hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Same amount of episodes as awesome. Robert is old.
Now, can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yes. Oh, sweet son of a bitch.
Oh,
I messed a few things.
He was blaming you the whole time, Melissa.
I'm sweating.
I was like, why the hell are you calling me during the show? I'm so confused.
Told you to be ready. So
I know, but I don't believe what you say.
All right. So this is something the other day. Usually after a show, I know we both get a little bit of flack about things. We get a little bit of flack about things and hear from either coworkers or friends, family, or any of these folks that are in here. And the last couple of weeks have brought out kind of the best and worst in me and kind of bringing a few things out in Rob that I wanted to ask you about. So I'm going to play the first one.
and then
you explain. I got quite the tongue lashing, and I only figured it was fair enough to share. So we'll start with the first one. We'll start with you, and then we'll finish with me so you feel better.
Squanto really is the reason why all of the Native Americans have led oppressed lives for the last 500-600 years, because Squanto, while he was over in England, could have come up with something to keep people from trying to tread across the ocean and invade their land, and said no. What did he do? He pussied out. He just went, learned how to speak English, went back, didn't apparently fucking tell anybody, hey, by the way, I'm going back over to my homeland over on the other side, and therefore, cut 1,000 miles over or a couple hundred miles over to Spain, where Columbus was, and they had no fucking clue. They thought they were coming across someplace new, and then Christopher Columbus lands in Plymouth Rock, like, Squanto, what the fuck are you doing over here, dude? Like, this could have been a lot better. I blame Squanto for everything.
And this is why we don't have a random Monday off for Squanto.
There's no Squanto day. No Squanto day. So, well, let me preface this. So there's this asshole named Squanto.
Oh my God, you're really going to call me out on this, are you?
It doesn't tell anybody. So let's...
Okay, so So, all right, you go ahead, our special guest.
Oh, God. Well, hi, it's Melissa. I'm Robert's wife. And yeah, I was listening to that. Of course, I love history. So that I'll have to say that up front. So I really, you know, I'm a history buff for sure. And I actually stopped the recording and went, did he just say Columbus discovered Plymouth Rock? And I was just flabbergasted and I laughed out loud and I said, oh my gosh, I mean, there's a reason this guy's in finance, obviously, because he doesn't get it. You know, Columbus had nothing to do with Plymouth Rock. I hope we all realize that. I mean, it was, you know, Plymouth Rock was 200 years later, for one. And second, it, you know, wasn't anywhere near North America, but Columbus discovered, you know, he didn't discover anything near North America. He was in the Bahamas, actually. So I was just, anyway, it's one of those moments where I literally stopped and laughed out loud. And every once in a while, you know, the show will do that where I'll just stop and say, oh my gosh. And I have to, you know, just pause it and re-listen and say, oh my God, that was great. So that was one of those moments for me.
Well, I'm glad I was able to do that for you, Melissa. Again, though, in my defense, I was a couple beers in at that point. You know, it's all in the name of entertainment. And sometimes I will say this too. Sometimes I'll go back and listen to myself and I'll be like, what the fuck did I just say? Like I'll misspeak or
having troubles again.
There's times when Robert will say something and I'll repeat it, not remembering that he already said it and stuff like that. But you know, it's all in the name of entertainment.
All right. Well, did you not hear that at all, Melissa, then?
No, okay. Sorry.
All right. Well, all right. So you'll have to probably turn the computer up a little bit and turn your phone volume down. But all right. So the other thing was more for me, and I'll play that part here too, because I got a little bit of a lack as well. Yeah, Melissa always says she'd like to go back, and a lot of times she thinks she was born in the wrong time. She likes the older type things, and seeing this 1923 is really kind of what triggered that. I don't know if she or anybody else could really go back then, because even though it wasn't really that long ago, less than 100 years, things were very different, particularly for women back then. And I think even for guys, but I think she kind of likes that period of time where guys wore hats and suits all the time and people just had manners and you had dancing and bobby socks and all that crap. But I'd probably try the future just to see what it was like.
I was just giving you a hard time. You know, I think it's funny that you were putting suits and hats and bobby socks all in the same sentence.
And dancing.
So, but no, obviously I understand what you were saying, and it's very true. I do wish I was born in a different time.
Anytime
but
with again, bobby socks.
I mean, you couldn't drink during the 20s, so what fun was that?
Yeah, you couldn't drink during the 20s, so what fun is that?
But anyhow, Well, totally.
Did you know that Columbus invented prohibition?
We were so suppressed back then, you know. There wasn't the right to vote and all of those things, and I certainly wouldn't have wanted to live during any of those times, for sure.
We're all in a better time, so.
Yes.
Oh, well. Well, anyhow, well, thank you for being a little bit of a surprise guest, and it was a surprise to you and a surprise to Rob and a surprise to everybody.
This was a great surprise.
It's a great surprise. All right.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
You always set me up.
I like to set you up, but it's funny because
I don't know where Plymouth Rock came from in the conversation. Fucking Squano.
That's all right.
I'm going to change my Twitter handle to Fuck Squano.
Well, the funny thing is, and I get that. I think we were talking about the Game of Thrones one time, and I said something about not wanting to live back during that time. And I heard from somebody at work said, well, you know, that's not really, it wasn't real. So you can't go back to that time of Game of Thrones. You can't, I don't know. It was funny.
Mark Wimmer says Columbus put pineapple on pizza first.
He was the first.
He poisoned the pineapple and fed it to the Indians is what happened. Check the history books, Melissa.
Too funny. What else we got here?
I don't know. Let's see here. I'm looking back here.
Kind of going back and forth through the
elderly listener says, bless you, Melissa. Karen says, face palm. I feel like they're just like fighting against us here instead of supporting us through this endeavor here. I wish I could start ejecting people from this chat.
We should be able to ban them. Well, the next thing that I had on here, and we talked about it a little bit as well this week, but I have a period of time, I think every now and then, mostly when I'm stressed or I've got a lot on my mind, where I'll do weird stuff while I'm sleeping. And I usually kind of catch myself and realize what the heck is going on. Do you ever have any of those, either sleepwalking or do you talk in your sleep? Do you have anything like that?
No, but I, you know, I sleep like a bear. So if you ask Kelly, my thing that I like to do when I sleep is just, you know, snore like a bear. But every once in a while, there's a couple of things that I do. First off is while I'm falling asleep, I have this like kind of like in between awake and sleeping mode where if you try to have a conversation with me, I'll just like I'll mumble on about like nonsensical junk. And Kelly finds it, you know, every once in a while that'll happen. And she'll kind of like, what the hell did you just say? And so I get that. What I also get is I will in my sleep suddenly, I don't know if it's in my dream, hear a loud banging noise and just like jump from the bed every once in a while too. Just like, and I don't even know what it is. But I think when I'm asleep, I tend to be this kind of like that just like heavy sleeper. I don't really go anywhere. So. But I have a feeling that maybe you have more interesting sleep than I do.
I do. The other day I was, I don't remember exactly what day it was, but I was just kind of listening and looks like Lori Bush wants to know what the phone number, but it's, I guess we should tell everybody we have that. And I think I've got figured out exactly what's causing the phone to only hear one side at a time. But the number is 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627. And feel free to give us a call. I sleep talk and sleep hit and sleep argue. It's a gift. But anyhow, the other day I know for sure I went to bed and had my glasses off. And then I woke up at some point in the middle of the night and I had them back on. So, but I don't remember ever getting up. And even if I go to the bathroom, I still just walk. I don't even put my glasses on because it's dark. I don't turn on any lights, but I had my glasses on. But I know in the past I've had actual issues with either sleepwalking or I know one time I remember waking up and I was standing at the top of the stairs and I don't remember why I was there. I just happened to wake up enough to realize that I was about to head down the stairs. So I didn't. Probably the biggest thing that I remember doing was actually standing up. I had cats at the time and I remember that they used to try to wake me up by either getting on the bed or scratching on the carpet. And I remember being so stressed out about it and thinking about it before bed that they were going to wake me up and I had to be up early that I remember waking up and I was standing up on top of the bed trying to get them out of the light fixture, but they were actually not in the light fixture. You know, those big overhead kind of like fluorescent lights. And I was like banging on there trying to see if I could get them to come out. And it's the middle of the night and I just wake up and I'm standing on the bed. It was just bizarre.
Luckily, you didn't have a ceiling fan, huh?
No. So you've got nothing. I know. I put the question out on Twitter, and we had a lot of sleepwalking, sleep talking, that sort of thing. And
I think elderly listeners said I used to sleepwalk every once in a while as a child. Maybe she can chime in with that one. But no, I mean, again, I guess I'm just a boring sleeper. What Kelly does, well, you know, Kelly's in here, so you know, it's not like I'm talking shit about her when she's not here to defend herself. So I will talk some shit about it. So what she likes to do though, and it's not really anything crazy. Every once in a while she will like wake me up and ask me some question that doesn't make sense. And it's usually because she's had a dream then woken up and not realized it was a dream. Oh. So she does that every once in a while. Another thing she does though, and it's not necessarily, it is while she's sleeping, is she'll roll over. But when she rolls over, she doesn't like roll over. She grabs the covers and rolls over with all the covers. And then I'll wake up and I have like no covers on me. And then I'll like try to wake her up to get the covers back and it won't work. So I'll just kind of pull on them really hard and then she gets pissed off at me. But it's about as exciting as my sleeping goes.
Well, that's good. But luckily, I mean, between my craziness with the cats, which has been a long time, and putting my glasses on randomly, I've got this an article here from BuzzFeed about it says the 37 batshit crazy things that people have done in their sleep. So I thought before we get into crazy news, we might go through a few of these.
I feel like we should.
We should. And luckily,
Tobias Foray says ambient driving. He's done that. That sounds safe.
probably.
Well, are you doing the odds?
I think, you know, so. I like to do the odds. And the first one applies to neither of us, but it's chopped off 5 inches of hair and saved it. I was staying at my parents' house when I cut off over 5 inches of shoulder length hair on Ambien. So that must be Tobias there. I woke up in the morning and my brother was like, "Don't freak out." And had sandwich bags that I had put my hair in.
So she saved it in sandwich bags. Interesting. By the way, Kelly put, she said, Ornak TV's over. Oops. Okay, first off, well, we've talked about the time when she drank and then knocked the TV off the stand and then looked and said, what happened to the TV? That wasn't sleeping. That was drinking. It's different. But anyway, number two here is bought all of the underwear. I bought $350 worth of Victoria's Secret in my sleep. Didn't know until I got the package in the mail. That's funny.
That is good. I tried to eat a friend's hand during a sleepover with my friend. I literally stuck her whole hand in my mouth and chewed on it. We both woke up and her hand was still partway in my mouth, covered in spit. She said she woke up to me doing that five different times during the night.
Snuggled with a stolen watermelon. I keep waking up with pots and pans in my bed. But this one time I woke up with a watermelon in my bed, which is scary because I didn't own a watermelon.
Number five, ended a relationship. I've had entire texting conversations while asleep and texted many people I never normally talk to. The most unfortunate sleep texting story was when I broke up with my boyfriend in my sleep. Thankfully, they got it sorted out.
Oh, good. Oh, do we have a call coming in?
We do have a call coming in. Let me adjust our audio here. And
call see. From. Hello. To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
What are you?
Hello?
I need a producer.
Hi.
Hello there. Can you hear both of us now?
Can you hear?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I figured it out.
Oh, who is this? Thank goodness. Is this?
Your worst nightmare.
Elderly listener, why do you know?
It's not. It sounds like it's somebody that might be related to the worst caller or the worst listener.
Oh, is this? Oh, this is the girl that thinks that Cheetos are chips.
Yes.
They are. I don't know what you're talking about.
We all know is just fake news.
It is fake news. So now the question came up the other day too that was kind of in the same vein, but and this is for Rob, not for you, Cassidy. Is a quesadilla considered a sandwich?
No. Well, so I would say no. I would say no because a sandwich by definition has two pieces of bread. Okay. And a tortilla, I don't consider really bread to necessitate a sandwich. I'd say no.
It's basically the same thing.
Let me guess, Cassidy probably thinks it's a sandwich.
Well, I agreed. I didn't know what Cassidy said because I figured that, I mean, crazy. It's essentially Mexican bread is what a tortilla is. I mean, they don't have, leavened bread or unleavened bread, whatever the puffy kind is that we get at the grocery store. They've got, that's essentially a grilled cheese sandwich for them, Rob.
Wait, so you're saying in Mexico they don't have regular bread?
No, they don't. They only have tortillas.
How do you know?
I'll decide. We're not going to do this again.
Oh my God. Wait. They have McDonald's in Mexico, I'm sure. You're saying
everything's on tortillas.
The hamburgers are on tortillas there, eh?
Everything's on tortillas.
I want a tortilla Big Mac.
You know you need to just give this to him.
You don't know until you've tried it.
He needs this.
I need this to feel good about myself today, okay? It's not a fucking sandwich. I'm sorry, Cassidy. You're... Sorry.
I said he needs the win.
House, it doesn't matter.
I mean, I know who your mom is, so I don't mind the effort to you.
We'll cut you a little bit of slack because of that. All right, bye, Cassie.
Bye.
All right. Well, that was another one of our loyal listeners, Cassidy. Appreciate you calling in and disagreeing with me, even though I was right. All right. Back to the BuzzFeed article. So number six on here is Drew a minty bath. I woke up to realize I was in a bath, not just water, but Tic Tacs, too. Can't say I've ever done that one. At least she probably smelled minty fresh, though, when she was done. I'm just assuming it was a female. It could have been a guy. I don't know.
The burning sensation. Whipped up a fancy breakfast. My mom once
it's burning because it's working.
My mom once made me bacon in my sleep, and somehow I'd managed to change into my Lily Pulitzer dress, whatever that is. She woke me up, and we ended up eating the bacon and pancakes at 3 a.m.
I mean, you might as well. There's That's bacon fine. And pancakes. You should eat it regardless of the time.
If
irregardless of the time.
Irregardless. Supposedly, bacon and pancakes are really good at 3 a.m.
Probably. Wording is hard sometimes. Number eight, had a silent conversation. My parents and step-parents are deaf, so my boyfriend has found me multiple times sitting up and signing in American Sign Language, full-blown conversations.
That's awesome. That.
I wish I could do that.
Number 9, did an outfit change and woke up flawless. I'm never aware when I sleepwalk, though my biggest indicator is waking up in a different outfit. What's crazy to me is that it's always matches. I've even created some amazing outfits that I consciously would have never thought of putting together.
Good for you. Defecate. Wait. We're live. Defaced all the closets. Not defecated all the closets.
No.
That'd be different. I'm sure somebody's done that too, though. But defaced all the closets. I sleep piss in closets. So they number one, not number two. And all the closets.
Number 11, I would do this, toasted a Pop-Tart and slept on it. I used to sleepwalk. One time I had a Pop-Tart stuck on my thigh when I woke up. I had a bunk bed and I have no clue how I got up. Went in the kitchen, found the Pop-Tarts, cooked them, and then successfully made it back to my bed.
Maybe they had been there for a long time, but she just didn't realize it. Toasted a real human hand and went to the ER. Once I had a dream involving giant bugs and a toaster. The last thing I remember was seeing a hand go into the side of the toaster. When I woke up, I was in the kitchen with my hand in my toaster and the toaster on. I had to go to the emergency room with second-degree burns. Jesus. You should be strapped to the bed when you go to sleep so you don't do harm on yourself. Tobias did an upper decker once when he was sleeping, according to the chat. Which I don't know if just in case you don't know what an upper decker is, it's when you poop in the toilet, the upper tank, the water tank. Number 13, Robert.
Mounted a sleeping partner. My boyfriend enjoys mounting me in my sleep. In the middle of the night, the time I call the witching hour, he literally climbs on top of me and mutters in my ear and is immobile until the morning. So I guess he's
sure? Yeah. I've mounted my sleeping partner before. I mean, if you're not mounting your sleeping partner, you should really reanalyze your relationship situation here.
All right, we'll do a couple more.
You know what? We'll do as many as I fucking feel like doing. Yeah, lost me. Number 14.
I'll decide.
Tried eating a log of cookie dough and the plastic it came on. I'm a sleep eater. One time I bet in. And ate a bite out of a roll of Toll House cookie dough through the plastic. Because taking the plastic off while you're sleeping is difficult because your fine motor skills are disabled.
Well, they should have hooked up with the person that cooked the entire Pop-Tart. Dabbled in sleep graffiti and ruined all the things. I spray painted everything in my garage red with no ventilation. Didn't realize it until I woke up the next morning with red pajamas and paint running out of my nose.
It's awesome.
That is good.
If everybody was mounting their sleeping partners, probably a lot of this could be avoided.
Not a lot of people out doing weird shit.
Tried to drive a car after maybe playing some volleyball. I woke up trying to start my car with sand in my mismatched shoes. At the time, I lived with a roommate on the third story of an apartment building with a sand-filled volleyball court across from where my car was parked. Maybe they played volleyball. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe they mounted the volleyball, stated the quadratic formula. Not being a math geek, I don't know what that is, but my whole life I've been yelling and having conversations in my sleep, which I have also done. I'll tell you about that in a second. My dad once asked me what the quadratic formula was, and apparently I stated it correctly.
That's impressive because I can't tell you what the quadratic formula is awake, let alone sleeping.
And that actually reminds me one time when I was young and I was, I want to say probably 5 or 6, maybe kind of judging about when my aunt was, but she was in the other room. I was sleeping over at my grandmother's house and I was kind of up in the front, I guess the family room, living room area. And she was back in another room and they thought that the people had broken into the house because of the talking that I was doing, I guess basically holding a conversation in another room. So yeah, she told me about that. The next day, said, you know, you talk in your sleep, and I didn't know. And she said, yeah, we thought somebody had broken in, but really it was just you over there mumbling in the other room.
Nice. So Eric Shepard, who, by the way, is an attorney. I don't know if I mentioned.
No. He's not going to sue us for
he's the senior bullshit partner at Shepard Law, okay. Which is a one. Yeah, he's the only partner. Tobias probably at any point could need a lawyer, so it's good that Eric's around. A sandwich is so okay. So this is from Opinion of the Massachusetts. This was an actual opinion from the Massachusetts Supreme Court. A sandwich is not commonly understood to include burritos, tacos, and quesadillas, which are typically made from a single tortilla and stuffed with a choice of filling of meat, rice, and beans. Boom. Boom.
Well,
thank you, Eric.
I guess the thing about it is that it's still a bread product. I mean, I guess if you really want to get
Supreme Court.
What do they know? It's Massachusetts. It's cold there. We have another guest.
This is way. Oh, do we? Hello?
Yeah.
Caller, are you there? Is she there?
Yeah.
Oh, here she is.
Is her caller there?
There's
is her caller there?
Yeah. The caller is here. That she had a phone number.
Hello, elderly listener. How are you?
Fine. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. Just drinking some beer.
I'm impressed watching both of you side by side.
Thank you for joining us. This is a big day for us.
We really have faces made for radio, don't we?
50th.
50? No.
I'm so excited.
It is kind of cool.
Who'd have thought you'd last?
we appreciate that.
We didn't think we would either. So, I mean, we've announced on the podcast several times that it was going to be the last episode. So,
no. So you wrote on here, call us, you MOFOSs. And I thought, oh, God, they're begging.
What does that stand for, though? What's that?
So I'm calling.
Do you know what MOFOs are, Mom?
No.
Is it an abbreviation or was it initials for something?
I have no idea what it is. That's what the two
Michigan
on here.
Orthopedic Forensic Ophthalmologists.
Michigan it Orthopedic Foes.
Not. I'm thinking it's like, I don't know what it stood for, but I just called.
I don't know either. It's just a word I hear sometimes.
But I didn't know if you had seen your brother-in-law, how he chimed in on what a sandwich is understood to be.
Yeah, I don't know how long you were on hold, but we were talking about that.
We were talking about that while the phone was ringing. I was trying to listen to him.
I've been on hold for a while.
Mom, listen, we have a lot of people trying to call into the show right now. So, you know, we're trying to get to all the calls as quickly as we can.
I was trying to listen to him, which I don't normally do. So I was trying a little something different. It's my New Year's resolution that I don't normally
once
make.
Once in a while, I say things and Robert decides to listen. You know, shit happens.
Well, don't worry, Robert. The time will come that you won't listen to Rob.
Exactly.
I'm there.
MOFOs. Oh, wait, I'm typing. I'm trying to type in the chat. But I'm using
You got a lot of
keyboard.
Counsel. I'm going to go.
For the what?
I know when I'm not wanted any longer.
What are you talking about? I told you to call in
you
today.
Right. Listen, said there's a lot of...
Is the nurse... You can tell me. Is the nurse knocking on your
I'm
door
not
right
saying
now?
It.
And I'm a pretty hip young mom, okay?
So... What, honey?
Rob.
Rob,
that's still my favorite one. Rob.
No, I do like that one.
Rob. Yeah. Rob,
by the way, MOFO stands for motherfuckers, Mom. Just so you know.
Don't say that.
I'm gonna. What?
I knew that, but I wasn't going to say it.
And I'm a pretty hip young mom. Okay.
Well, you are a pretty hip young mom. I think you would know that MOFO stands for motherfuckers, but
I did know that. I just wasn't going to say it. My baby brother is listening, okay?
Listen, you can say fuck on the show. It's okay. Go ahead.
Bullshit.
We say all the words.
Fucker.
There you go.
I can say them all.
I'm gonna bleep. You can. I mean,
I'm gonna bleep that.
Listen, we're not censored here. We don't have to answer to any of those people. This isn't terrestrial radio.
Where's all these other people like Scary Caller? Haven't heard from him lately. What's up?
He left a message last week, I think.
Yeah.
Well, 2 weeks
ago. I missed the episode.
Yeah, he did. He came back. We don't know what he said, but he was there.
The home had to take away her internet again. She was watching porn.
He's probably been deported.
I wouldn't be surprised. Trump built a wall around him. Just him, though. Threw him inside of it.
Well, I want to right now challenge everybody that's watching to call you.
Oh, no.
And what's the phone number?
I don't know. I just programmed it in my phone.
Well, just now that you've plugged the phone number, I will tell you it's 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627. Tobias, by the way, who is completely unrelated from Scary Caller, says hi there in the chat, just to give you some sort of idea.
His picture looks like it could be a Scary Caller.
I know it's Tobias. I'm sure it is.
Tobias.
It's kind of freaky.
He's a real
Tobias
mofo.
Or whatever.
Oh, man. Well, listen to other listener. It's been
eerie
great.
Looking. But I am challenging. I want everyone here to call and say how much they enjoy and love you guys.
Well, we don't.
Well, that would be
boring. This is going to be like a telethon thing.
Why change now? Why?
Yeah. Why start having a positive show now? I mean, I have no problem telling all of our listeners to fuck off every week. So why would I want them saying how great it is to listen to our show?
This is true. Okay. I'm going to let you guys go.
Thank you.
Love you both. And keep it up.
All right.
I hope the next 50. You're the next 50.
Yes, us too.
Okay.
We'll talk to you
soon.
Yeah,
we'll do this again. Right, we'll have you on again in the 100th episode.
Okay.
You hang on until then.
Yeah, we'll put you on hold, and once we get that, we'll come back. So just wait, hold on.
All right, bye. That's not what I meant, but you. Thank you for saving me.
Oh man, she's funny. You're pee in the living room because that's what number 18 is. I don't know if we're still doing this fucking BuzzFeed
We'll finish at 19 because it goes all the way to 37. That'll take forever because we've got a couple crazy news stories this week.
We finished at 19, so you get one more than I do. You planned it that way, didn't you?
Well, we'll stop at 18. I was just going with odds.
No, we're going to stop at 19. No, I think we should stop at 20. And then from there, we'll just do evens. No, it's good. Okay. Let's see. Well, so 18 is peeing in the living room. I used to sleepwalk when I was in high school. My mom told me that one night I sleepwalked and peed in the living room in front of her and my father. Just whipped it out and just took a piss right there.
How do you know it was a guy?
I think he was probably awake. Sick fucker. Well, okay. So I guess it could be a girl.
Yeah.
Right. It doesn't say like, you know, squatted down. Like girls can't just like stand up straight and piss. Right. Like
they can. They've got. We'll ask
they
one.
They can't aim. Like they can't. Oh, my mother-in-law is listening. Okay. So I went to church last Sunday and prayed to God and everything is great.
Ask for forgiveness for all the things I was going to say tonight.
You read any good books lately? Brenda Shepherd's watching the past. No. Mom, so Kelly says, Mom, cover your ears.
Hello?
I don't know what she's... I don't...
Hello?
Oh, no.
Oh, who's this?
It's the worst listener.
No, we just talked to the elderly. Oh. It's Karen Green. Hello,
it's Karen.
Karen.
How Green.
Are you? Hello there.
Rob, hello. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
You want a mofo to call, so here I am.
Our top mofo is on the line.
Worst mofo.
Yeah.
Worst
mofo.
Oh, geez.
That's right.
Well, we already scarred your daughter, so I might as well work on you next, right?
No,
I know Robert gives you a hard time. I'm always telling him, though, like on the side when you're not listening, I'm always like, you know, I should go easy on Karen, but he's just like, no, fuck that.
Yeah,
I do what I want. You're not the boss, as he says.
Uh-huh.
Do you have anything worthwhile to add to this?
No, not really.
Okay, good.
You just wanted to get famous by being on the Two Bobs. I get it.
We come from a strong family of sleep talkers and
sleepwalkers. Like we got a lot of sleep issues.
Sleep talkers.
Yeah.
You guys are very active in your sleep. Those now, Klimkowskis yeah. are like that.
Yeah. Now, what's your thought on the quesadillas? A sandwich or not a sandwich?
I just don't care.
Right, just eat it.
You gotta have an opinion, though, right?
Well, it's one kid who thinks that Cheetos are a chip, and then I have another one who thinks that quesadillas are sandwiches. I guess I see the logic.
Yeah.
And Bo says that quesadillas are sandwiches as long as there's two tortillas.
Yeah, but Karen, a court, the Massachusetts, which I mean, I've heard the Massachusetts State Supreme Court is by far the best one. And they seem to think that there's a difference between a sandwich and a quesadilla. So yeah, can't argue with that. Don't lie, Karen.
They're stupid.
Yeah, I know. They're stupid over there, aren't they?
Yep.
I don't know. Like I think we can all just agree that quesadillas are delicious, though, regardless of what they are. They're fucking quesadillas, right?
They're good.
Yeah, and I love the amount of fuck you put in every show. It's really great.
Thank you. I've been trying to up the fuck level lately. Just
it's really good that you're upping the fuck level because Robert doesn't say fuck enough.
Well, you know what? If you notice, though, I'm the one that started swearing first. If you go back to episode one, Robert was actually bleeping.
Yeah, I remember that you were the first one to swear. I'm like, oh, okay, I like him.
Yeah, so, well, thank you, Karen. I appreciate that. But really, we'd say, like, shit, and Robert would bleep it. And then eventually, he's just like, oh, fuck it. Like, what? He probably at some point realized, like, Rob's going to swear.
They don't curse in their house. They don't curse.
I say well, it here. I don't curse
in front of the kids, but I come down here to my podcast room. This is my domain, and
would you close that door?
I curse like a sailor. You know, once I'm in my own world here, so
yeah, that's how I naturally talk. I feel like a sailor whenever I'm over just there.
A filthy person.
So. So they say words like "spooey" and stuff like that.
Well, it's just sometimes. There's a lot of always kids around.
Who cares? Kids. My kids, it's fine. Of course, I yell at my children. You don't yell at your kids.
No.
Whatever.
No, I go in the bathroom and scream at myself.
I yell. He just goes and just cools down with his bidet.
I do.
Yeah.
It's nice and warm in there now because of the winter.
Well, when you were talking about getting a bidet, I thought that you'd actually get like a big toilet, not just a lid.
It's really fancy. Have you seen the bidet, Karen?
She has.
Yeah, it's just a lid. Yeah, I used it.
It's a seat.
It's a lid.
It transforms the toilet into this magical
advantage of the heated seat. I didn't do any of the...
So she doesn't know.
You didn't have the full experience. Ladies get an extra little
I didn't have the full experience. I didn't want the full experience. So, but that's okay. I wasn't ready for the full experience.
All right,
I'm not easy like Robert.
Well, we're going to get into crazy news. How about we hang up in case anybody else calls in, and we'll start a crazy news and see what happens from there.
Someone else better. Yeah.
I hope so. All right.
Karen's tying up the line.
I know. Bye.
Gotta use the phone. It's like we talked about before with the dial-up modems, and you'd call, and then you'd wait for somebody would pick up the line, and it was a busy signal. So the lines are back open.
Elderly listener said that... at a young age, I was swearing having my mouth washed up with soap, which is very true, by the way. I remember one time I'm playing in the backyard with my friends. My dad thought it'd be funny to turn the sprinklers on us. And I think I called him an asshole or something like that and got the soap. Kelly says the lid never stays up. It's the worst. You're incorrect. It does stay up because I put Velcro and... It is not the worst.
What are you talking about? It stays up?
It's the best. No, well, our lid, and I don't know if it's just the shape of the toilet, but our lid would kind of keep coming down, like the big lid. So I put a little, like one of those little square white Velcro things, and it stays up quite well now. So, you know, I life hacked the shit out of that, so I feel like you shouldn't give me a hard time about it, right?
Well, before we get to crazy news, I think we've
call from.
Uh-oh.
Why would I give my name?
Here he is. Here he is.
Hello, welcome to the Two Bobs.
Paul, are you there?
Hello, gentlemen. I had to wait till the end.
Is your caller there?
Hello.
Well, I mean, you know, save the best for last, right?
Is this Tobias?
It's what?
Oh, finally get to speak to Scary Caller. Where have you been?
I've been working at a few things. Had me tied up for a bit.
Have you had any Coors Light tonight?
No, I've stopped drinking that slush. I've switched over to Natty Light.
Oh, good old Natty Bo. That's a Baltimore Bohemian beer up there.
Yeah, I mean, if you run out of that, you can always grab a case of PBR for like $5.
Blast Miller.
I don't think he appreciated your crack there.
Well, you know, shit happens. So, Scary Caller, you went AWOL for a while. Where'd you go?
It was a personal thing I had to take care of quickly. It didn't take that much time, but again, I found myself tied up somewhere else.
Well, sometimes you just have to take time for yourself, even if you are crazy.
At least we understand each other.
I don't know. I don't know.
And there's my ride. Gentlemen, happy 50th. I may see you soon. Have some sausage for me.
Rob likes sausage.
Rob K.
Oh, too funny. All right. Well, I don't know if he's still there or not, but thank you for calling in, Scary Caller.
Okay. Back up for you.
Too funny.
Oh man.
Well, that was good. That was,
he's even better live than on a voicemail.
You can't understand. You still,
it's all right. You don't have to listen. Scary Caller, you don't have to understand everything he's saying. It's still funny.
It is good. Well,
it's still great comedy.
Oh man, good times. Well, we've been trying to get there, and we're an hour or so in, but let's go ahead and see if we can get through this.
All right.
Oh, too funny. All right, well, you...
Sorry, I just had to finish that up.
I see that. Well, the first one here, we each kind of picked one this week, and I like this one. I thought it was pretty funny, but it says, author of Alcoholic's Guide to Adventure arrested after a drunken 911 call.
Which, I had the wrong article up. Hold on.
What are yours? I'll let you close the show
I don't have to go in order.
I'll decide.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, you can decide, but you have to put it in the right order on the thing.
That's stupid.
Do you have audio for this?
I do. Author of Alcoholic's Guide to Adventure arrested after calling 911 while drunk. Little Miss Muffet has nothing on a Florida man who called 911 to report that his wife had become a black widow spider. He probably tried to mount her in her sleep. William Rutger, 61, of Tarpon Springs, Florida, called for emergency help around 1:30 a.m. Tuesday, saying he wanted his arachnid wife to be involuntarily given a mental examination. I've got the audio here, and then we'll play that, and then we'll finish up with the rest of the article.
This is great. All right,
perfect. 911 emergency.
Hey, Bob. I'm really interested in seeing how I can get on your show. I want to be on your show really bad. So just let me know.
I feel like this is the wrong audio.
You know, you guys are the best. You guys are probably the coolest Bobs of all the Bobs. And I would pretty much do anything.
What happens when I put you in charge of the audio drops?
On your podcast. Love you, bye.
Oh, you bastard. So, yeah. I don't even remember what episode that was, but I was a little bit...
Long time ago.
A little bit tipsy. I'll say that.
The deputies who responded to the call said Rutger appeared to be highly intoxicated, slurring his speech, much like us, smelling of alcohol, much like us, and unable to express his thoughts coherently, much like us.
don't know why you're comparing this asshole to us. First of all, let me show the people that are watching a picture of this guy here. And you can see he looks like a guy who would do this, actually. Hold on. You'll see it in just a second here.
I can see
it. I always forget there's a delay. You see it. They don't see it yet, though, because of the delay. But by the time they hear me saying this, they will have already seen it. So I'm just going to shut up. But anyway, this is the guy right here. There he is. And, yeah. I don't know what to say.
He's handsome.
Yeah. I mean, so what's funny is he wrote a book, The Alcoholic's Guide to the Adventure. This guy is an accomplished author.
Yeah, about Alcoholic's Guide to Adventure. So evidently he really got into his research there about how to write the book and decided once he called 911 and he made the news, he didn't immediately answer HuffPost's request for a comment. Smoking Gun smoked out the fact that Rutger is the author of a 2009 book. The book is lighthearted jaunt into the sublime world of drunken decadence, according to a listing on Amazon. It's 4.5 stars based on 2 reviews, neither of which were us. 2 reviews. Neither of which mentioned women who have turned into arachnids. So he's married. There is that.
Maybe they make a good chapter for a new edition.
Oh, too funny.
The Adventures of a Drunk Asshole. That's what he should call it. So that's one. That's one scary or crazy news for this week. The other one brings us to Montgomery, Alabama.
Of course,
the people of Montgomery are, and Alabama in general are a unique type of breed of people.
Folk, we call them.
And one thing that I would say that we have in common with them is our love for Taco Bell.
I do love tacos.
Especially since they have nacho fries now, but I haven't checked to see if they're available locally. But
do you have the commercials? We have the commercials here for nacho fries, so they have to be available.
I don't watch commercials. Listen, I get enough advertisements just by having the internet, Robert. I'm not going to sit there and watch commercials. Everything is streamed, or you know, I don't do advertisements. It's just when I'm watching television. So. Fuck off. But anyway, this is from Huffington Post. Says heartbroken locals hold a candlelight vigil for a Taco Bell that burned down. When a beloved Taco Bell in Montgomery, Alabama burned down last week, a lot of locals were shell-shocked. Fuck. others like Katie James saw an opportunity to pay tribute. As they should, her roommate, Russell Dawis, eats a lot of fast food, so when he told her he was sad the local Taco Bell had burned to the ground, James decided to bust his chops. I said we should hold a memorial for her. He said, oh my gosh, we should do a candlelight vigil. And then he moved on about his life and didn't think nothing about it. James told the Montgomery Advertiser, I, in about 10 minutes after that conversation, made a Facebook event titled it Candlelight Vigil for Taco Bell. She added,
luckily, no one was injured in the fire. Investigators told NBC affiliate WSFA that the blaze began in a small room holding electrical distribution equipment. So, yeah, I guess they really believe in their Taco Bell down there. And it looks like there's a video for it. We won't be able to get any audio there, but they were standing outside holding this vigil.
Why don't you have audio for it? You didn't pull the audio, Robert.
Yeah, it's on the computer, people. Now it's spinning red and beach balls, but
you know what? I don't even know why we're doing this. You don't.
There's no more 51.
You get the audio for your fucking author of Alcoholic's Guide to Adventure. Fine. You know what? Who really cares about my story?
911 emergency.
Hey Bob, I'm really interested in seeing how I can get on. Perfect.
So I'm going to move on. The vigil was held Sunday. There was no hotter ticket in town. About 100 people came to remember the okay customer service and long wait line for the oh-so-delightful Baja Blast and $5 quesadilla box, which is not a sandwich. According to the Facebook event page, James knows why the event appealed to so many people. It just gave people something to talk about other than all the negativity that's going on right now. She told AL.com the owners of the Taco Bell plan to rebuild, but they were grateful for the vigil. We are overwhelmed by the displays of support, the unnamed owners told WSFA. We are extremely thankful that no one was harmed early Wednesday morning when the store burned and that no firefighters were injured as they battled the flames in a single-digit temperatures. So, I mean, you know, it's just, it goes to show, you know, the love for Taco Bell in general and their fake Mexican food. One thing I like about Taco Bell,
the cheese.
They don't have any sandwiches. You can get a quesadilla there, but you can't get a sandwich. Right.
Now, have you had a Baja Blast? Do you drink Mountain Dew?
No, you know, like, I'm not into, okay, like, the really sugary frozen drinks, though.
Okay, no.
I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
Unless put some ice cream, some milk in there, maybe.
I wanted to end on a good note, so I was hoping you would say no.
No, I don't have I've never had a Baja Blast. How about you, Robert?
No, I'm afraid of Mountain Dew. It's one of my fears. Like, my sister's afraid of spiders, and I'm afraid of Mountain Dew. So I won't have the Baja Blast.
Well, like, I feel like Mountain Dew, like, you're just asking to die early.
Diabetes in a bottle, man.
I mean, it's fucking, it's yellow pop.
Pop. You people say pop.
It's yellow pop. Tastes like caramel. No, it doesn't. It doesn't taste like caramel. No, caramel.
Oh, man. Jesus. This has been a hell of a ride. I'm exhausted.
I'm fucking ready to sleep. I think it's because of all the medications and the beers and such. And I haven't been sleeping well, but.
Well, hopefully you're not standing up on the bed or walking around and cooking eggs and sausage and Pop-Tarts.
Kelly keeps me handcuffed to the bed, so we're good.
Taco Bell next to my house had roaches and a taco wrapper. Karen. That's the protein.
Why did you put the roaches in there, Karen?
She is deathly afraid of spiders.
Actually, so Kelly and I yesterday were eating lunch at the IHOP. And there's something floating in my water, and I'm like, is that a bug? And I'm like, no, it's just like some like crud. I think it was actually like a coffee ground or something like that. So I send it back, but it you know, then we were talking about stories of times we found animals, whether living or dead, inside of our food at restaurants, and then we were kind of grossed out for a little bit. But
well, we'll say I wouldn't have anything. Oh, in your dreams, looks like elderly listener is headed out. They're getting ready to turn off the lights in the home and make all the old ladies go to bed. So good night.
Well, I think she's actually past curfew, which is 9 o'clock there. They get their pills around 8:45. They expect them to be sleeping by 9, I think.
She'll get the injection in her backside if they find her standing up on the bed.
Oh, man.
Was that episode 50?
I think that was it. Shit. I think after this, though, this might be the last one.
A big hooray.
Well, this is not allowed to call in anymore, by the way.
Well, I figured it out. It's just
calling me out on my bullshit fake news about Plymouth Rock.
Well, I usually, honestly, I think, and I don't really always tell you about it, but usually I'm the one that says dumb stuff because I can never remember anything. So I'm usually the one called out for things. You've got your ducks in a row and you know what you're talking about. I'm making shit up as I go along. So yeah. It's not unheard of for me to, I cannot wait till I move in with you. I don't know. Well, hopefully she's talking about you. It's not unheard of for me to screw something up. She's talking
about you, buddy.
I offered her to come down here. She likes Civil War, and I don't even know how I know that. But we've got a lot of Civil War stuff around here. So
you can show her Pearl Harbor.
It's nowhere near here. It's east of me.
I know. I can't believe that Columbus discovered Pearl Harbor.
Well, he did. That's where you screwed up. You got it mixed up.
Yeah, that's where Plymouth Rock is.
No, he discovered Pearl Harbor. He broke some ships there, and then he went to Plymouth Rock. So you just had it out of order.
The Indians had the ships, though. See, that's the thing. That's
true, yeah. Well, yeah, they were making their sandwiches there, and we later called them quesadillas. We had them for Thanksgiving.
Fuck you. Karen said, Karen Green says we need more fucks. Fuck. Oh, there you go. That'll add a few more.
Oh no.
Right, oh, good. My mom. Oh, do we have a call coming?
Hello. Why would I give my name?
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Oh, he's back.
Hello, this is the Two Bobs.
Is there a caller there?
I was going to say something.
Hello?
Do you talk or do we talk?
I pressed 1 to let him in. I don't know what happened. Maybe he pocket dialed us.
Well, I don't know if he's... Is he doing his thing where he just doesn't say anything and then probably just jumps in? Or is he not even there?
I think he pocket dialed us because he didn't have it.
Well, is your phone in talk right now, Robert?
Yeah, everything's set right now that I know what I did.
Oh, well. All right, well, that's too bad.
All right, well, that's episode 50 in the books. If you have any ideas for a name to call this episode, let us know. It'll be out on Monday, so we've got a couple days to think about it. Send it on over to hello@thetwobobs.com. Leave it on our voicemail, whatever you think. We'd like to know. It's your chance to guide the show outside of calling and everything else we had you do today.
And by the way, if you were too chicken shit to call in tonight while we were recording live, feel free to call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text message. We really do want to hear from our listeners. And you can do that at 530-882-BOBS. That's 530-882-2627. And in addition to you being too chicken shit to call in, if you're too lazy to dial the number, you can just go to our website, thetwobobs.com, which should already be favorited in your browser, and click the call button right from your phone. It'll dial it for you. You don't even have to dial the number.
Nope, it's all done for you. We'll see you next week.
The preceding show was brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. All words are their own and not of their respective employers. Music provided by Jewel Beat. To subscribe to the podcast, contact the Two Bobs or send us
$2.com. You should call in tonight while we were recording live. Joy. Feel free to call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text message. We really do want to hear from you. Oh, you can play on
Spotify. Great. Wait, that's... Oh, shit. Brenda Shepherd says very enlightening. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, though. If my mother-in-law is saying that our podcast is enlightening to her, she's probably thinking, wow, this is a different side of my son-in-law I've never seen before. No, she knows me. Like, I don't...
There's no surprises.
I don't put on a facade to my in-laws. They know who their daughter married. I feel like...
they're not happy about it, but they know.
This shouldn't be new to her. I she shouldn't be shocked, right? She shouldn't be. Now I'm worried that my mother-in-law thinks I'm terrible and will tell Kelly to leave me and take the kids and run away.
If only she knew a lawyer.
What are you going to do? God, she doesn't know any lawyers, you know, being married to a judge and son who is an attorney. And
sucks to be
you. One thing I can say, though, if at any point, because it will never be Kelly it will never be me that leaves Kelly, and Kelly will never leave. Realistically, Kelly will never leave me as well. But hypothetically, in a parallel universe, if she did, I'd be so screwed.
Because all this recorded evidence, that's why.
Well, on top of all this shit that's recorded, which I will, you know, erase from the internet webs.
They don't know how.
Just so many. They have so many hookups in the court system. What are they going to side with? They're not going to side with the judge's daughter. Are you kidding me? Shit.
She says, "We know who you are, and we love you."
She knows. She knows. I've said fuck in front of her like many times. I think I've said fuck in front of her. I don't know. No. My father-in-law, Karen Green, says this episode should be called TTB050 Full of Fucks.
Well, I kind of
like that. I'm not gonna lie.
All right. Well, I'll write it down here on my notes. And of course, I'll censor it a little bit, but that's a good one. Well, let us know.
We don't censor our show, but at least the show title.
Yeah, the show title's gotta have a few asterisks.
Yeah, but as long as you don't list, well, don't read the show notes because I do not censor.
That's fine. It's the title. It's got to be iTunes friendly.
God, did I just say fuck in front of my mother-in-law for the first time? She says you have now. Like, I had it before. I'm so nervous now. Oh, gosh. I ruined everything just now. I'm just kidding. I love you, Mom. Both the moms. Both of my mothers. that are here. Fuck. fuck.
And I'm a pretty hip young mom, okay?
You guys are probably the coolest Bobs of all the Bobs.
So many things.
We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Bye-bye.